Oh yeah, real lifers, citizens of the world, welcome to the Real Life Global Movement, where our mission is to inspire, empower, and connect the world through English.
We believe that English should be a fun and enriching part of your life that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want. Are you tired of boring lessons that suck the life out of your learning? Are you ready to step up your game and become a kick-ass English speaker?
Well, we're here to guide and inspire you on your journey to true lifelong fluency. It's time to stop just learning English and start living it. Can I get an aw yeah? Aw
yeah! Aw yeah! What is up, ladies and gentlemen, from all across the world? This is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and
rejuvenating
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to us while you're riding the bus, blowing into a noisemaker, lighting some fireworks, or even
turning over a new leaf in 2018.
Oh yeah. I'm joined here in the Cross Atlantic studio by the man who, while learning CPR, brought the dummy to life, Justin Murray.
Yeah. Happy 2018 to you.
Oh, yeah.
Ethan, even though it's 2017 for us, but for you podcast listeners all around the world, 2018, and to Justin and Ethan right now, who I don't know what we're going to be doing right now, but happy New Year's to you too.
Most definitely. So if you're listening to this podcast, it's 2018. We recorded it ahead of time, so it is 2017 at time of recording, but happy New Year to you. And just to back it up real quick, what is CPR?
CPR, I don't even know what it stands for, but it's basically when somebody, maybe their heart stops and you need to manually jumpstart their heart, right? By pressing down on their chest in a rhythmic motion.
What's jumpstart?
Jumpstart is to activate in a quick way. If somebody is in kind of like, they might be dying, you try to save their life before maybe the medical team arrives.
It's for like an emergency situation, right? And what's a dummy?
So I think CPR is actually, really quickly, it's cardiovascular pulmonary resuscitation. I'm probably wrong on that. A dummy is actually, it's like a mannequin, not really a mannequin. Mannequin is the dolls that they put in store shop windows to have like clothes on. It's not a real person, but it's a simulated person just for people to practice with.
Yeah. It's kind of like also what you might see them testing cars with to make sure that the car can kind of withstand a crash. So that's also a dummy. So if you're learning CPR, you can take, at least in the US, anyone can take a class to learn how to do that in case they want to be able to save people's lives in a sticky situation. They will teach you on a dummy. So Justin did this and he actually brought the dummy to life.
But dummy can also be like a stupid person, just so you know.
Definitely. I'm not sure which came first, the dummy, the kind of like doll, or the dummy, the dumb person.
Okay. Now, moving into today's topic, I said, listen to this podcast while you're turning over a new leaf. And what exactly does that mean?
It's a really great expression. To turn over a new leaf would be if your life, for example, isn't going the way that you want, you might need to turn over a new leaf, which kind of means that you start something new. You kind of might start a new routine, a new habit. You might completely change your life, move to a new country, and start a different kind of job or something like that. So it's any sort of starting anew, right?
Yeah. And I think the new year, it's sort of a cliche with New Year's resolutions because most people fail at New Year's resolutions. They all start the year fired up and ready to go, but they don't end up being successful. But hopefully we can help you really be successful and hit the ground running with some really awesome and even evidence-based, scientifically proven methods that will help you really, really reach your goals this year. Clarify your goals, set your year up so that you will be successful.
Most definitely. So let's roll into today's kick-ass quote before we get into some of what Justin is foreshadowing. So this is from Alan Lakin. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. He says, planning is bringing the future into the present so that you can do something about it.
Nice.
So what does he mean by that?
Well, it means to actually take something that's abstract, an idea, a plan, something that, because a lot of times people will make a plan and you feel better doing it. And then you're like, oh, now I'm just going to do nothing because I made my plan and you feel better because of that. But it's actually doing something about it, acting now. So that when you actually create the plan, it's like, okay, well, what do I do now? What are the steps I take from now, tomorrow? How do you break that down into more actionable progress?
That's why they also kind of say, like, when you're planning for your goals, that you should actually, right when you develop that plan, you should take the smallest step that you possibly can to get started in that moment.
Another quote I really like that kind of reminds me of this is like, a goal is a dream with a deadline. What is deadline here?
A deadline is a fixed date that something needs to be finished.
And we talk a lot about SMART goals, right? And what exactly is a SMART goal, Ethan?
I might save that for when we get into the full conversation and we'll define that, but maybe we should start with a shout out and then we'll get into the main part of this conversation all about goals for the new year.
So we got a couple shout outs today. First of all, we have some 5-star iTunes reviews. We've been neglecting these a little bit. So what exactly is a 5-star review, Ethan, really quickly?
5-star review helps more people to find this podcast so that they can also get the benefit of learning with it, just like you. And so if you want to go into iTunes and share with us, or in Stitcher as well, I believe, you can share with us a 5-star review. Just tell us what you think about the podcast, what you've learned with it, what you've enjoyed about it, so that more people can also take their English to the next level with us.
And to stroke our ego, because we really love 5-star reviews. So,
and if you give us a 5-star review, we will be sure to share it in one of our upcoming podcasts.
We'll make you world famous. All right. So 2 5-star reviews today. We got one from, for sure, I don't know how to pronounce this, but this is from Taiwan, Ma Bel Su. And it's titled Productive Methods to Learn English. And there's a heart. It says the best way to learn is to listen to this podcast. Oh, yeah. Makes us happy. Really nice to hear your nice words, your nice feedback. And the second one is from Sweden. It's from Bivova Champion from Sweden. He says, thank you guys for your work. I like it. Awesome podcast. Very simple, but to the point. Thank you very much, Vova. We have a Vova in the Fluency Circle, actually. I don't think this is him. He's from Russia.
What's the Fluency Circle?
Fluency Circle is our global community of English learning all-stars that oftentimes use in our courses, like the Native Immersion course, which basically takes some of these podcasts and breaks them down into really actionable lessons with PDFs and digital vocabulary training exercises. And Fluent with Friends, our other course, which takes you on a 48-week tour of the English language through the Friends TV series and teaches you lots of wonderful things about native English to help you understand how natives really speak so that you can watch and understand and learn English with English TV shows, native English, without getting lost, without missing jokes, and without subtitles.
Oh, yeah. So definitely some of the most fun and effective ways that you can really take your English to the next level, maybe this year in 2018, if that's one of your goals. And if you want to learn how you can also leave us a 5-star review and get your shout out on the podcast, we have a tutorial that walks you through how to do this. You'll find that on the show notes of this podcast at reallifeglobal.com/2018. So that's 2018.
Oh, yeah.
So I think Justin was also going to give a shout out to a very special group from the Fluency Circle. Is that right?
Yeah. So just really quickly, the Fluency Circle, we had some members that joined us to test the Real Life Global platform, which is a video chat platform that we're building, that we're working on. It's currently in private testing phase, but they came out, a group of about, I think there were 14 or 15 of us that came together on Saturday for a few hours, and it was really awesome to connect with everybody as a group and also connect with people individually. So we've been investing a lot of our time and energy and resources, money as well, to build this really awesome platform, which and we're going to be doing pretty soon a few times a month meetups with the Fluency Circle. So we're going to take all the Fluency Circle members, come together to practice for 3 minutes at a time in short, engaging conversations. And this is going to be really awesome. So thank you so much to the Fluency Circle members who helped us test it and also who came and just and hung out with us.
Most definitely. This is going to be a very revolutionary app. I'm sure some of you listeners, you might have used the first version of this, which we actually launched, I believe, about a year and a half ago now. And we've actually had some of you write us and ask when it's coming back. So if you are wanting to be able to use this app again, it will first, as Justin said, be just for members of the Fluency Circle. If you are interested in getting to be one of those people, then just go to the show notes of this page to learn how you can enroll in any of our courses and join the Fluency Circle and get to use this innovative technology with us. It's really awesome. Going to be a very dynamic way to practice your English with people from every corner of the world. So enough about that. Let's roll into today's big topic, which is going to help you have a power-packed year with your English and anything else that you want to do in 2018.
So as we mentioned, goals are super important, but also the execution of those goals. And this is something we talk about in the Real Life Way. And for those of you who have followed the Real Life Way and know about that, you know that the first step of the Real Life Way is determination. So what are the three components of determination? Really quickly, Ethan.
So it's desire, vision, and discipline.
Yeah. So another way to break this down might be it's like your why, your what, and your how. Your why is your purpose, that motivation you feel, the clarity of that feeling that motivates you to move towards that goal and act. Your what might be like your vision of that goal, your having that goal, having a plan for that as well, and also your mindset, having the right way of thinking about yourself, your learning, and that goal. And your how is your plan. So the action steps that you take, that you build into your life. So we're going to talk a lot about your what, creating those goals, creating that vision for really what you want to achieve, and then how to implement it with those habits, which a lot of times people have a lot of difficulty with when they set those resolutions, but then after a few weeks, they just fall off the wagon.
Definitely. So it's not so much just the goal setting, which we are going to talk about, how you can set good goals, but also how you can create like a system and habits so you can actually follow through with those and be successful. Because like Justin said, most people get very fired up in January. And then by February, March, they've already kind of forgotten all about that. And they're just back in their battle habits. And a lot of us see this with joining the gym. This is what gyms thrive off of, is that people sign up for like a year-long plan in January and then never actually go.
Yeah. So to start off with, one of the things that when you set New Year's goals, you usually think about your resolutions. What are resolutions, Ethan?
A resolution is kind of like it's basically a synonym for a goal. So it's basically something that you want to do in the new year, a change that you want to make.
Okay. So this is really important. I think it's important to have an idea of what you want to achieve, something that you want to change in your life. But maybe there are more systematic ways to go through this. And we're going to recommend actually a resource that Ethan and I have both used in the past couple of years by a website called Live Your Legend. Live Your Legend is a website that helps people do work they love. And Ethan and I actually met the founder of this website named Scott Dinsmore. And he has a really great TED Talk we can link in the show notes about doing work that you love for a living, for your life. And we met him a few years ago in Santiago. And we went to one of his meetups. He has a global community of people that basically follow this methodology and are dedicated to this. And unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago. He was hiking up Mount Kilimanjaro. What is it? Is that what it's called, Ethan? Kilimanjaro, right?
Yeah, Mount Kilimanjaro. Highest peak in Africa, I believe.
Yeah. And a rock apparently hit him and he was killed. So that was really, really sad. But his wife actually keeps this website going because she was really involved, really invested in this. And there's a whole team of people like really creating these awesome resources to help people realize their full potential doing work they love. And this is one of the resources. So it's like a goal setting and action workbook that basically walks you through the steps of creating a review, you know, thinking about, reflecting about all of the things in your life that were holding you back. What happened last year? How could you improve what you really want? You know, like relationships that you want to cultivate. It's like any goal in some sense, think about it, you need a social dimension. You need people that kind of represent, that help you along, that really represent what you're trying to achieve, people that can identify with regards to that goal. Also, the workbook helps you like break your life up into different areas and create different goals for different areas. Think about the habits that you want for each goal and the steps that you will take to actually reach a measurable outcome.
Most definitely. It's definitely a very effective way for you to, as Justin said at the start, to get a running start this year. I've done it the last 2 years and I'm going to do it again this year, as I found it a very effective way to like map out the year. And they also have a weekly planning that I recommend also like printing out. And I've actually made that a habit that I do every Monday morning before anything else. I do this weekly planning, which kind of comes back to your annual planning, so that you're just constantly revising this and making sure that you're following up with those big goals that you made at the beginning of the year so that you actually are successful with them.
Yeah, I think that's really important to think about your goals in different like time frames. We're going to do a little exercise a bit later about the big picture, like 10 years from now. Actually, what's even better is to think about like what you want at the end of your life, to have a mission statement for your entire life, oftentimes. And this is something like, there's a really good book called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and they recommend this exercise. Think about what do you want people to say at your funeral? What is, you know, your family, what do your friends say? What does the priest say? Or, you know, whatever your spiritual teacher or leader is. But this exercise is going to take 10 years. What do you want your life to be like 10 years from now? That's a really good vision to have. But I think to make it really practical, think about a year from now. What do you want to accomplish? And then coming back to review these every week, right? Every month, review them every week. And then come back to them on a daily basis as well. And so one of the things that he really recommends is reflecting back. So I think for me personally, like, doing this on a yearly, monthly, weekly basis where I reflect about what happened previously, I think about what I would like to happen, and then I plan it. You actually schedule your life and insert those things in your life. So with English, for example, you know, think about, huh, what did I do last week with my English? What did I learn? What went well? What didn't go well? What would I like to do? What would I like to accomplish? And then how can I schedule this into my life? And then actually put it on your calendar, because when you make the decision to do it beforehand, this removes a lot of the resistance you have to doing it in the moment, because you don't need to decide. You've already decided when you plan the week.
Most definitely. I think it also just kind of creating some sort of habits where you're, you know, constantly reviewing and planning. So looking at the past and looking towards the future. It helps you to kind of break out of this tendency that people have to live their life on autopilot, which is basically that most people, they get kind of like stuck in a rut of where they're doing the same thing. They wake up in the morning, they, you know, go to work, they come home, they watch TV, and they just kind of get in these routines that aren't very satisfying, and they're not helping them to make the big impacts that they want to make in their life. Actually having a habit where, you know, every week, every month, every year, you're kind of looking, reviewing what's been happening and planning to make your big goals that you want to accomplish a reality. This all really helps you to, you know, be an impactful person and to become the person that you really want to be. So it's no longer just a wish or a dream. It's something that every day, little by little, you're making a reality.
And one way to do this is just set aside the time to reflect, to journal, to learn. I think, you know, journaling is when you write down your thoughts, when you kind of clarify what you want, you know, you're sort of priming your consciousness. What does prime mean in this case, Ethan?
To prime is to kind of prepare, to get it into the right state.
Yeah, so it's like you're coming back to what you want every single day. Then this sort of propels you forward with action. And then the learning part, it's like these ideas might be new. They're not new for us in some ways. I know I'm still learning. And I listened to a podcast about habits today, and it was like all this just great information that I realized that I need to really implement into my own life. And it's a constant process of constantly learning. And you just have to start the process of learning about this stuff.
Most definitely. Maybe we can roll now a clip that is going to talk about this 10-year exercise. This is actually not from us. It is from an interview on the Tim Ferriss podcast with Debbie Millman, who is one of the most famous people in design in the entire world. And she actually borrowed this exercise from a mentor, but she is an extremely successful professor, and she has all of her students do this exercise. And she kind of shares how successful it has been for many of them that 10 years later, they're writing her, they're calling her and saying that much of the things that they wrote down became a reality. So it's kind of like an exciting exercise to be able to do. I think if you do this, it can be a really good way to roll into planning the rest of the year as well, because first you'll be looking at like, okay, what do I want in 10 years? And what actions can I take this year to make this happen? And then what actions can I take each month of this year? And then, you know, you get into the weekly planning as well. So every week you're looking at, okay, how can I get a little bit closer this week? So it starts to, these things that seem like really big and impossible start to become quite practical and more realistic. Just to prepare you for this, there's a few words, a few terms that we thought might be a little bit tricky. So what's the first one, Justin?
Well, the first one's not so tricky for most people, but I think it's a word that a lot of people don't know, but it's pets. What is a pet, Ethan?
In Catalan, it actually means farts. So don't confuse it with that if we have any Catalan listeners. Pets are animals that live in your house. So you could have a dog, a cat, a fish, a lizard.
Okay. And to pet as a verb is actually you pet your pet. It means you actually kind of like you stroke your hand, you put your hand on top of the animal to make it feel good, to give it some love, to give it some affection.
Yeah, kind of like a massage or something, but for an animal. You don't really tend to use it for like petting a person, usually just for like dogs or cats, maybe your fish if you're kind of an interesting person. But what's the next one?
Significant other.
So a significant other would be your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, basically someone who is really important to you. And it's kind of a vague term that you can use to say that it's, you know, the person that you share your life with without being specific about whether it's a boyfriend or girlfriend or wife or husband.
And to tuck somebody in.
To tuck somebody in. So you might do this, for example, with your children, that before they go to bed, you kind of help them get into bed and you pull their covers, the sheets or the blanket up over them and kind of make them feel comfortable. So that's to tuck someone in.
Because to tuck, like you tuck your shirt in, for example, it means like you put your shirt inside of your pants, right? That's where it comes from. That's what to tuck something into something else. And so when you put your kids to bed, tucking the sheets underneath them so they're nice and tight, right?
Nice and cozy. All right, so let's roll this interview, just short 3-minute clip with Debbie Millman.
And it's this 10-year plan for what I call a remarkable life. And it's about imagining what your life could be if you could do anything you wanted without any fear of failure. And they are the most life-affirming essays. They are so full of hope and optimism and well-being and goodness that it gives me a sense that humanity can be saved. And so I've borrowed that exercise from Milton and now use that both in my graduate program and the undergraduate classes that I teach.
This is going to seem nerdy, but I'm a nerd, so I'll run with it. And that is, do you have any parameters for people at home who might want to try this, or recommendations, ways to start? Is it bullets or is it prose in full
paragraphs? No, it's so it's full paragraphs. How does it end?
Yeah, any recommendations for people who would like to give this a stab?
So let's say it is winter 2027. What does your life look like? What are you doing? Where are you living? Who are you living with? Do you have pets? What kind of house are you in? Is it an apartment? Are you in the city? Or are you in the country? What does your furniture look like? What is your bed like? What are your sheets like? What kind of clothes do you wear? What kind of hair do you have? Tell me about your pets. Tell me about your significant other. Do you have children? Do you have a car? Do you have a boat? Do you have, talk about your career. What do you want? What are you reading? What are you making? What excites you? What is your health like? And write this day, this one day, 10 years from now. So one day in the winter of 2027, what does your whole day look like? Start from the minute you wake up, brush your teeth, have your coffee or tea, all the way through till when you tuck yourself in at night. What is that day like for you? Dream big. Dream without any fear. Write it all down. You don't have to share it with anyone other than yourself. Put your whole heart into it. And write like there's no tomorrow. Write like your life depends on it, because it does. And then read it once a year and see what happens. It's magic. It's magic, Tim. It is a magical
exercise. I love this exercise. I need to do this. I'm not asking for some hypothetical listener. Listeners, I love you guys, but this is also for me.
It is astounding. And I do this now with all of my students. And I can't begin to tell you how many letters I get from students from 10 years ago that are like, Debbie, it all came true. How did this happen?
All right. So I hope that sounded pretty exciting to you. I would really highly recommend going and listening to this whole interview. It's very impactful. It's one of my favorite interviews, I would say, I've heard this year in 2017. And we will link that in the show notes at reallifeglobal.com/2018. And just to wrap up this podcast, we're going to jump in a little bit more about how, about the how to making your goals a reality. So we kind of started to hint at this, but what's the first part here, Justin?
Well, we just want to give a couple practical tips that are going to help you really take the right steps, really implement these, execute on your goals, and to be successful. And so first of all, I would say, don't really overload, don't put too much on your plate. What does too much on your plate mean?
When you have too much on your plate, it means that you've made yourself too busy. You've given yourself too many things to do. I was actually just talking about this with a student of mine because we were talking about this very act of, you know, sitting down and reviewing your year and planning the next year forward. And he was explaining to me how last year he kind of overshot his goals. What does that mean?
Overshot. He was too ambitious.
To overshoot. It'd be like literally in basketball, like when, you know, you go to put the, to throw the ball into the net, and but you give it too much force. So it like goes above and past, or it goes too far.
I think one of the things that people need to understand is that willpower is kind of a finite resource in some ways. I mean, you can expand your ability to have willpower, that energy, that motivation that you feel. But if you want to do too many things at once, you can't concentrate all these times on, you know, the entire time on many different things. So it's like you have to really break it up into steps. And so each habit that you build, you need to automate it. And so basically what happens, like, for example, let's say that you want to listen to podcasts every morning on your way to work, or study English at a certain time every day, or do something with your English. You need to actually implement that one habit for 30, 40, 60 days to the point where it becomes automatic. And then you don't need to spend so much energy to build that new habit because it's already automated. It's actually in a different part of your brain. You feel drawn, you feel attracted to that habit, and you don't need to exert willpower to do it. And at that point, once you have that habit installed into your system, then you can start another habit and not spend so much energy. But if you do all the habits at once, if you're trying to do like five new habits at once, you're just going to get exhausted and give up on all of them.
And what ends up happening too is like when you kind of overshoot yourself, you make your plate too full, is that, you know, you fail on one. And so you're like, you just think that you're, a lot of people would just kind of think that they're a failure and they'll give up on all of them. So definitely kind of just, I think it's something that you learn with practice, not being too hard on yourself. If you fail one day, but like, you know, just trying to do better the next day, or even coming back to your original plan and tweaking it so that, you know, it actually becomes more practical, more doable. And I think, you know, with time, when you start doing this every year, you start to realize more, okay, what other responsibilities do I have and how much time can I actually allot to creating this new habit or to doing this new thing, to reaching this goal.
What you're saying is really important. I think it's important to be humble, to be modest in starting out and be more consistent. Focus on consistency, perseverance. Focus on baby steps. And baby steps are just start really simple. Just do something, you know, maybe just study 5 minutes a day. And with momentum, with time, it's going to get easier and easier. You're going to get more confidence. And maybe the results won't come so quickly at first, but you're going to get confidence. You're going to build the behavior that's necessary. And over time, that just grows and it snowballs and it becomes something pretty powerful.
Yeah. And as we said with that quote at the beginning, such a big part of it is just starting. So like trying to think of like what's the smallest, absolute smallest thing that you can do to get started today. And I think a good metaphor, or not, it's not even a metaphor, but a good example of this that I've heard is for people who want to start flossing, like just start by flossing one tooth, like just getting out the floss and flossing one tooth. Because what happens to most people is they do this, that's extremely easy to do. And then, you know, once they've done one, most people will be like, okay, I'm just going to floss all my teeth because I've already got the floss in my mouth. But it's really lowering the bar so that it becomes something super practical for you to do. So, you know, not starting out by saying, oh, I want to go join the gym. I'm going to go, you know, for 60 minutes and do all these different exercises. Just, you know, try to the first time to go to the gym and say, I'm going to do, I don't know, 5 bicep curls or 5 push-ups or a 10-minute class or something like that. That really lowers the bar. It makes it really super easy for you to get started.
What does lower the bar mean?
To lower the bar is to make it easier, basically, for you, to not make it something that's very, really difficult to do. And I'd say with your English, the same thing. If you're wanting to get a new habit for studying, don't, you know, make your goal that, oh, I need to study for 30 minutes every day or 60 minutes every day. Make your goal, okay, I'm going to study for 5 minutes today. And you just start with that.
And even like this whole question of a lot of times we're not motivated to do something. And I think there's an illusion that we need to be motivated to do it. And even like maybe we're guilty of propagating or spreading that illusion with saying like, start with why. Like focus on your desire, because desire is important. It's important to really program your unconscious to really want to do something. But at the same time, you're not always going to want to do it. And so a lot of times you need to act without feeling motivated. And so when you act, the motivation follows a lot of times. So, and you're sort of tricking yourself into, you know, that first 5 minutes or that first tooth that you're flossing, and the motivation follows because you're doing it already. And then it's much easier to, like you said, to do the rest of the activity. So the important thing is just to start, even if it's only a temporary amount of time, it's a very short amount of time, is that keeps the habit going. It keeps the momentum going.
Most definitely. I think that about wraps up today's big topic. Obviously, we need to record some more podcasts about each part of this because it is a very, very big subject. But we hope that you have gotten something out of it. Definitely right now, as soon as possible, go to reallifeglobal.com/2018. And if you go there, we actually have a special present for you. Isn't that right, Justin?
Yeah, well, we actually have a free download of a guide that we created called the Mindset Optimization Workbook. And this basically helps you to really work on that mindset to build the proper mentality, the right attitude for these goals, clarify your goals, and to really put them into action. This is a 7-page workbook that we created just for this purpose for the new year to help you really start the year in an awesome way. And it also will include links to the resources that we mentioned in this podcast. And you're really going to love it. Also, we have, if you sign up, we have a free mystery present, a surprise present, which is really awesome. We know you're going to love it. You're going to get a lot of value out of it, but it's a surprise right now. And if you haven't taken the Real Life Way mini course, which basically breaks down our methodology into 5 podcasts with transcripts, you will get that as well. So you can get a lot of value there. All for signing up for that one guide.
So let's make 2018 a really powerful year together. If you need any help with this, definitely go download that guide and get the Real Life Way course, but also feel free to give us a shout. Just send us an email at fluencyteam@reallifeglobal.com, and we would love to help you out. Let us know what's frustrating you. Have an awesome start to this year. Have a wonderful new year to you and your family, and we'll see you next time on the Real Life English Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, oh, yeah, them out of here. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.